Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his car. Said there's a red boy now.
That's Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen.
Lord!
The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. That's some serious, serious Texas blues. We still miss him. 17 Till, thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back, and we got a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. Folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and when you go there, type in Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Type her name into my search engine. You'll find the body of work. If you want to see a tour de force of how to be successful online, and especially with social media, go listen to the things that Kathy's taught us over the last couple of years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. And you can really get smart just listening to the things she said. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. We appreciate all the things you do for us. One of the things that I know you want to talk about today in the rest of our visit is what you call content creation sources. Now, tell us what that means.
Well, businesses are always trying to figure out, how do I serve my customer better? And they're looking to create new information products, or they're looking for blog content, and they're trying to figure out, and you know, what do I write about? What do I put together for my clients? So when I'm talking about content creation sources or ideas, that's really what I'm talking about. It might be for the blog, it might be to create a tool or a resource for your customers.
Right. All right. So now you've identified five top sources, right?
Yes. Well, obviously, the very first one is ask your customers or your prospects, what are they looking for? So surveys are a good thing to do. Asking questions when you're dealing with a customer to find out what it is they're looking for. Or listen in to the social conversations that are going on about your customer market's needs.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying
listen to what customers are saying about how they're using products, what their concerns are, what they're excited about, whatever it is, whether it's about your company or the product or the industry. Listen to them talking about those things and find a way to maybe illuminate that a little bit with your expertise.
Absolutely. And
in the form of the written word or a video or something like that.
Yeah. It could be a written word. It could be a video. There's a book, ebook. It could be some sort of a new product that you're creating.
How about this, Kathy? How about this? You heard a customer talking about something that they had a challenge. They couldn't figure something out, and they came to you. And so you get in front of your video camera, and camcorder is what I'm, well, or whatever. Anyway, you're standing in front of your video camera, and you say something like, you know, I had one of my customers came in, and she was concerned about this. She asked this question, and it was an excellent question that some of you might have a problem with. And let me tell you how to fix that. And it's the whole thing's two
Absolutely.
Minutes, right?
And that's a perfect way to create new content.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is.
Webcam is what I was trying to say. Webcam.
Webcam, there we go. So it could be for frequently asked questions on your website. It could be for a blog post that you're making, or even creating a new product. So just having great ideas coming from your customers is a really good place to start.
And with the technology we have today, and a $79 webcam, and a laptop probably, you can, or any kind of a computer, you can have what we just talked about live on YouTube and pulled into your website and distributed out to your customers. You can have the whole thing done probably in less than an hour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you can't do it, if you can't do it, there's an intern at the local college that can.
Absolutely. And there's lots of people that can help you with that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
So what we just learned, Kathy, is what seems to be the answer to almost all of a company's problems, of a business's problems. Ask your customer.
Yeah. And so many times we go ahead and assume we know and create something and then go, well, gee, nobody's interested in that product, but we didn't ask.
Right.
And then we didn't.
And we didn't
answer.
And then we didn't listen.
No, we didn't listen. That's true.
Yeah.
Well,
what's another source?
One, content curation. We hear a lot about curation, and you and I have had a call about curation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when you're pulling together information from other sources and making them available to your customers. So it could be that there's a top news story or something happening that relates to what you do in your business, and you can pull that information and plug that into
like
your
industry
blog
news
or social media.
Like industry news.
And then you can plug that right into your social networking and all of your blog posts.
So, folks, when you hear me and Kathy talking about Kathy and me talking about creating content, and you're saying, "Oh, where do I get all this stuff?" Guess what? It's all around you.
Yes, right, Kathy? It is all around you.
Just repurpose it.
And actually, we are inundated with information, so it's really easy to find new information. It's just. It's just difficult for people to take action. Maybe,
and customers want it from you. They want you to be the expert to them that they know that you are, but you may not know that you are. So you are an expert. To transfer that to the customer to your advantage and to their advantage. Quick break, 10 till. Kathy Perry and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.